Hi there. How's it? Good. How are you doing? Good. Are you the homeowner here?
Yes, I am.
Good. My name's Devin. I'm just with Point. Have the neighbors mentioned the flush outs to you guys yet?
Mm-hmm.
The flush outs? It's nothing too major. A couple neighbors have been seeing, a few more of the ants and wasps.
Here.
So it's not like an infestation. They just want me to prevent it.
But where?
Yeah, we're just doing these neighbors right here. I don't know if you recognize any of the names.
Okay.
Those are the ones in the area. But have you guys ever had a professional treatment here before?
I don't know. I haven't had any professional treatment to my place. I don't know about anybody else.
Oh, yeah. Have you been living here for quite a while, or is it?
2002.
Okay. Oh, yeah. It's about, 13 years now?
Yeah.
Okay. You were the first owner then, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. A couple other neighbors, just because they know these houses are starting to get settled, been over 10 years.
Yeah, they are.
And they just know that a couple of the cracks start forming up around the foundation. You may have seen a few.
Mm-hmm.
And the windows, it just opens more entry points for these guys.
Yeah.
So what we do at Point, we don't usually, spray anything inside. A couple of neighbors have been seeing a couple of these guys. We just do the injections inside the wall. So these are basically take care of what we see at the source. Because that's what the mess is, by that moisture, by the plumbing.
Uh-huh.
So we'll get in there, basically break up this whole egg cycle. So you guys don't have to worry about them next spring, and the summer to come. Have you guys also been seeing the wasps in the past at all?
Well, only one day I used to park my truck out here because there was another car, and they created a home in my gas cap.
Oh, they do?
Okay. And there were a couple underneath the porch in the back.
Yeah.
But they were small, and I kind of intercepted, their kind of, what's them, stink bugs?
These are the ticks that some people have been seeing,
oh,
too.
Oh,
so
oh.
The stink bugs have been common, too.
Oh,
I know
okay.
The ticks, just around the tall grass.
My flower pot, maybe, if I leave it out there, what the heck is that?
So these are called silverfish. These guys usually find them in, attic areas. They like books. They like starchy products.
Okay.
So sometimes you'll see them in the attics or basements.
Uh-huh.
And then back here, have you guys seen spiders at all?
Oh, yeah, my basement got
spiders.
Is
it all unfinished, or is it?
No, it's finished.
Oh, it's finished though?
But what happened is I didn't put the molding up yet.
Okay.
I didn't put the molding from the floor.
Okay.
Baseboard.
Okay. Yeah, I mean,
pretty much.
Of course.
Yeah. So yeah, you get.
Do you like these guys? Or are they kind of?
Oh, I don't know. Have a species of, but it gets dusty and it gets spider.
So yeah, they just come with.
It's
it.
Like yeah, yeah.
It's not like investigation.
Yeah.
Like oh, they're
no,
all over.
No. You're not down there. The kids ain't down there.
Right.
Everybody left home already.
Right.
So
exactly,
it ain't active anymore. So. Yeah, you go down there and you pull a little web off.
There you go.
Yeah.
And be a spider there. You expect it now, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so some neighbors like to treat those, and then the centipedes, too, if they're a little more common.
Mm-hmm.
There are 1,000 leggers out there.
Mm-hmm.
These guys can get pretty big, too, so they're kind of go for them. But, yeah, basically all included in our standard service. You guys have been here for over 13 years, so you guys have seen how different seasons bring the different pests
around. Yeah, the ants do come in.
The little
tiny ones, though, now. Little tiny amber color.
Little, sugar ants or whatever.
You know the name.
Yeah, those little ones that come in. Those are, more springtime. These guys are starting to come in, in the late summer. So what we're doing with most neighbors here is just basically a full-year protection plan, basically. Like we just come, 4 or 5 times a year. Lay that protection around and, get inside those walls. Just because that's where, if you guys are going to be around the home, that's where we like the nest.
Mm-hmm.
So you can get inside. And so basically, Point's actually allowing me to do almost a half-off discount for all the neighbors or our customers running out here. And we have a few more spots open for Tuesday.
Mm-hmm.
You guys going to be around for that?
I don't know, how much is this treat?
Good question. definitely a good one. Do you know what you're sitting at square footage for the interior?
20... Where am I? Somewhere 23, 24.
You're under 3,000.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, definitely under 3.
And then
you said
the basement's all finished?
Yeah, it's finished. Only my tool room is kind of the floor isn't done, but I got sheetrock walls, drop ceiling, that kind of thing.
And out back, you said you had a patio or is it a deck?
No, it's actually no deck yet. It's just a stairwell that they built to get down to.
Is it wood or is it just
It's
like
wood,
a, okay.
yeah. Yeah, it's
yeah.
just a little stairway off the patio door. Nothing elaborate at all.
I asked just because that wood can attract the carpenter bees. It just attracts a couple more
right,
insects.
Right, that's what they were.
Is that you saw around?
Yeah, underneath. Yeah, as I was going up the steps.
Yeah, I mean, they like that stuff, so.
Yeah.
Yeah, so you guys being underneath that 3,000 with the home you guys have, normally that initial charge would be around there, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Because they're doing so many neighbors in here, I'm actually just bringing down the price for our lowest of 109. Yeah, what that includes is, you know, all these standard tests. Spiders aren't probably most common. You probably haven't seen the rodents here, have you?
No, like I said, only when I, like, when I was planting, I was doing my garden. Yeah. Heavy, and of course, I leave everything dormant in the flower pot. And it, you know, by the time you come out next summer, there's a whole tube.
Exactly.
Flower pot. Yeah. So I expect
these guys are the garden gazers,
exactly.
So I'll go look at those, right?
So, yeah, no, they're not in the house, but,
that's good.
You know,
yeah.
they live out there.
And if we ever get any calls with those guys, it's always around, like, fall, winter time, because they're looking in to get inside
where
it's warm.
So. Right, they chewed up the cover of my grill.
Did they?
Yeah, they need to get underneath my grill. Yeah,
yeah,
they did.
And they will. They'll do that. They'll do it. Little pest.
Yeah,
right, so these guys are all included. And since some of the other neighbors around here have also been seeing some of our specialized pests, we normally charge extra for them. I'm throwing in a few at no charge. That includes the carpenter ants, those big guys. These are a little bigger. The tips, like I told you, just because we have the bunnies and squirrels and everything coming through them. They're known to carry those and they have diseases. So we actually do a granular around the whole lawn just to make sure you're safe. Do you guys have dogs or kids or anything?
Well, I have cats.
Cats. They can carry those too. And then all these guys down here on the left. A lot of neighbors are actually liking our webway service. So you guys find webs in the basement and stuff, and in the garage maybe.
Yeah.
What we could do is actually it actually extends up to 30 feet, you know, just to get those height ease too. We'll wipe whatever we see down, nests of these guys or spider webs, buttery pellets for you.
Yeah.
And then those clover mites. These are other garden gazers. These guys are going. Eat some of your flowers and stuff.
I mean, that sounds pretty interesting, but I'm like, I only get paid once a month, so I wouldn't be ready to do anything till the 30th of the month or the first like week of the month.
Okay. Yeah.
You know what I mean? Cause
you might actually be more interested in this. So it's just a different payment plan. The same basically as the services throughout the year. We basically just break it up into 39 monthly. So it just looks, you know, a little better in the budget. The nice thing about this one is it actually comes with the termite monitoring.
Okay.
You know, just we place four around the yard, and my tech will come and check them each time to see the activity, just so we can keep your house value up. So, because if these guys get in there, that can do some good damage. So I don't know if you've seen those guys before.
Yeah. Termites. Well, I mean, I know what they look like.
Right.
But now my outer thing, that might, I don't know, it's sort of degrading. It wasn't a really good material, that the side door.
Right.
The molding inside that just kind of looks like, looked like, I don't know, whether it was carpenter ants or termites.
Okay, yeah.
So.
And definitely when my tech comes, he can actually do an inspection.
Okay.
I always have him do that, just because I know one of my other customers the other day, he found a whole colony of carpenter ants out by his tree, and so we were able to go take care of that nest, so we're not just, like, treating the adults that come out from that. So.
Okay.
And definitely, like, we'll try to find those spots for you.
So now, if I was on this monthly subscription, I wouldn't be at 119, I would be at this 199 now?
No, so basically we waive that whole initial for you guys, just because my techs are in here. What we do is just do a 109 initial, just like this other side, and then break up the rest and just 39 monthly for that first year. And actually, in the end, this one ends up being like $10 cheaper than I think the quarterly, just paying after each one. And then it also, the nice thing is it comes with the extra termite monitoring. This just makes it a little bit easier for us just to like track basically just how it works, and it also fits in the budget nicely.
Okay. So and the initial was still 109.
It'd be the 109, and then just broken into 39.
And
if you really need it, like if your paycheck comes at the end of the month, we could even wait to bill you if you'd like. We could do the service tomorrow if you'd like, and we would just bill you whenever you get your paycheck.
So the end of the month, because everything comes out the first 2 weeks of the month. So.
Yeah, just the end of
the month. Literally just broke.
That's
2 weeks. Well, you know, with this job, they get paid once a month. I've never.
Okay.
That's an experience.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah. It's nice that bi-monthly twice.
Yes,
but, you know.
Yes, and I've been that way for years, and now, you know.
What do you what
work
do you for
a
work?
New company? I'm in electrical business, so.
That's cool.
It's like a new company, though.
Okay.
DuPont, they get paid month to month.
Nice.
I've always been semi-monthly, weekly. Who gets paid once a month?
All right.
We endure.
And there you go.
So,
right?
That's just being transparent. I'm interested in it, but I get paid once a month again. Yeah. And we can definitely work around that. The payments are cool. Stretch it out. Cool. I get my lawn done, so I got to pay for that too. Yeah. You know?
Yeah, so it would just be more, the more you're more interested
in it. Yeah. So it's still annual. What is it total annual?
Good question. So this is, I was just going to show you. So this is one of our customers. He just got service today. This is Robbie. He's just in one of my other neighborhoods. So basically, this is what happens. So we'll come and do that first treatment like in July. That'd be the same for you. We actually do a 30-day follow-up. Now, just because when we come and treat for these guys, especially the ants, we're going to get about 80% of them. That includes the larger people and adults. Unfortunately, our product can't affect the eggs. So we just come 30 days later to basically get these guys and whatever's left of them. And then we come quarterly. Just because we're a grain company, our products are going to buy at a grade in about 60, 90 days.
Okay.
So it's also completely safe for the cats and, you know, other animals, and you guys, of course.
Yeah.
So that's basically it. So what we do is July, August, and every 3 months. And so for that first year, that's basically all we ask. Is the first year basically just to have that guarantee. It ended up being just that 109 first time and then 39. I think the total is like 538 or something in the end of the first year.
530.
Yeah. But basically after this first year, you guys aren't obligated to anything. There's no penalties after that. And so you guys can be month to month after that.
Okay.
Yeah. Do you have any questions about basically how we'd be coming?
Well, I see you. You don't really come once a month. You just come 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 five times a year.
Yeah, we don't find, just because our products do last about 90 days, we find that coming and charging even more and more for the products would be just a waste of both our time and your money. So we just come 5 times a year for that first year, and then if you were to continue on, we just come 4 times a year. It's a season. So see, what time would be best for you guys tomorrow? We have.
So you have to come in the house.
It is optional, of course. Most customers do it. We spend inside about 10 minutes. And so we just do underneath the sinks usually. Would you also like the
basement?
Well,
I mean, I could, but I'm like, I leave out very, very early in the morning because I work in New Jersey. So it's like, when you come, it would have to be this time of the day.
So
it's like 5:36-ish.
You could take this one of these last ones then. That'd be good.
Yeah. As long as, like you said, billing is later.
Yeah, for sure.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, for sure. Wow. We're going to be like, sit down somewhere and get a little bit of info and do it here.
Huh, yeah.
For sure. We can do that. Let's see. Oops. Hold on. What was I looking for? The schedule. There we go.
Yeah, earlier in the week is best, between a Monday or Tuesday.
Okay, there's like a glare, sorry.